Okay, good evening, everyone. It's June 7th. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and website, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Before we go any further, I just wanted to say it was a beautiful Memorial Day weekend for everybody, but I thought about, you know, the weather was gorgeous, but I thought about the troops and how some of them didn't come back, and also the fact that yesterday was the 79th anniversary of the invasion of northern France, Normandy Beach, and the same thing. So I wanted to read something that I heard on the radio a couple of years ago. I had to actually pull over because I wanted to memorize it and write it down because I thought it was so beautiful. I don't know who wrote it, but I called it Heroes. If someone does the right thing, you say they have character. If someone stands up for what they believe in, you say they are brave. If someone gives their life for someone they don't even know, you call them a hero. The many men and women who have given their lives for our freedom are heroes. So today we thank these heroes who never came home. Amen. So, and what I wanted to do is instead of the Pledge of Allegiance today, I'm going to see if this works. I think we should play the Star Spangled Banner. It's a short version, so we can stand for that and reflect. Let's see if hopefully I can get it to work. Thank you. Okay. And also say prayers for the people up in Canada and what they're going through right now, as evidenced by what we're seeing down here. Okay, so roll call.
Here.
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 Okay, first order of business are the presentation of the minutes. We have the minutes of the budget work session of March 16th, 2023. Any discussion or an approval?
I'll make a motion to approve the budget workshop minutes of March 16th, 2023.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Second up are the minutes of the regular meeting of May 3rd, 2023. Any discussion or a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of our regular meeting of May 3rd, 2023.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. With that, we're going to open to public comment. Do I have a motion to open to public comment, agenda items only?
So I'll make a motion to open to the public comments for agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Yes. With that, any public comment? Agenda items only?
Will there be a separate opportunity under the public hearing on the ordinance, or is this the opportunity?
What you talking about, the ordinance for the business administrator?
Yeah.
We'll have another opportunity for that. Not until the public hearing. This is the introduction. So if you want to talk about it, you can talk about it.
I just wanted to present to the public.
Okay.
They bought that.
Okay. Okay. So, seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, with that, we have the introduction of ordinance number 2023-05, State of New Jersey, County of Hunterdon, Lebanon Township, ordinance 2023-05, an ordinance repealing Chapter 63, Article 8 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, New Jersey, entitled Township Administrator. Any committee discussion? Is there a motion to introduce ordinance 2023-05?
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance number 2305, or an ordinance repealing Chapter 63, Article 8 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, New Jersey, entitled Township Administrator.
Okay, the public hearing for this ordinance will be June 21st. So 2023.
Second, if there wasn't a second.
To introduce him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is there a motion?
Yeah. Yeah, yep. Yeah, she motioned yep. It. So roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. All righty. With that, we move to the resolutions. Number 64-2023, which is the Stormwaters Assistant Grant. And this is basically where we're going to put the money into the budget. And it's a grant was received by the state of New Jersey for stormwater work by our engineer. And that was the approval was received on April 28th of 2023. The only thing I noticed, there's a Section 2 here on this. Mark, I don't know. I guess you want to put this one together?
No.
Karen, did you put... Who put the resolution together?
What's the question on Section 2?
Well, I have to find out who's going to answer the question. So basically, it's be it further resolved that a sum of $75,000, period, be and the same is hereby appropriated. I know it's an awkward, there's a typo.
Yeah.
It should become a lowercase b.
I couldn't even get it in context what it might be, so.
I think it should be being the same. What this does is it appropriates, it recognizes $75,000 of revenues in Section A and then just appropriates it in B so that it gets into our budget, but it's a zero impact on the net of the budget.
Mm-hmm. It would be B and A and D the same as hereby.
So it's yeah. $75,000 yeah. Period like it is.
No, it's B, the like sum of $75,000, comma. Yeah. Capital B is lowercase b, so it would be BE. And A and D the same is hereby appropriated.
Read that again. Be it further resolved that a like sum of $75,000,
comma,
lowercase b,
yes,
e, and
b and the same.
And the same is hereby appropriated. Okay, I got it.
Meaning it matches the revenue section.
Yes. Okay. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 64-2023 as Chapter 159 as amended?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay.
And I'm pretty sure the auditor provides this. As a
he may have.
Oh, I wasn't sure. I was thinking as I was reading, I was thinking, was it Greg? Was it the auditor?
Probably.
Yeah.
The auditor probably.
Okay. Next up is Resolution Number 65-2023, memorializing the approval of the memorial policy. Any discussion? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve Resolution Number 65-2023, memorializing approval of policy for dedicatory memorial donations and certain other structural donations intended for placement on township-owned property?
As said, I'll make a motion for Resolution Number 65-2023.
Second.
Roll call.
No.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, with that, Resolution Number 66-2023, certification of the annual audit, which we all just signed. So would that be, we'd still have to make a motion to approve it, even though we signed it?
You can sign the affidavit.
Okay, all right, okay. Resolution number 66, 2023, the governing body certification of the annual audit. So what this basically does is say that we all read the audit, we understand what's in it, at least the basics of what's in it is what they're asking us to sign for, and the committee just signed that tonight. Any other discussion with that? Is there a motion to approve resolution number 66, 2023, governing body certification of the annual audit?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Next up is resolution number 67, 2023, deer management program, designation of specific tracts. I don't know, Sharon, if you want to talk about it at all or. Yeah.
So good evening, Sharon Petzinger, Chair of Environmental Open Space Commission, Lebanon Township. So a couple of years ago, the township passed an ordinance allowing for deer hunting on certain municipal-owned open space lands. And in that ordinance, every year, the township needs to provide a resolution to kind of outline the details of the next season's hunt and which properties are going to be hunted, et cetera, and so forth. And so the draft you have is that resolution. Mm-hmm. And in the email I sent you, what was in red was what was changed from previous year's resolution. So we added, we changed the dates accordingly to fall in line with the new, the bow seasons for deer. And we added a new category for mentor hunting, and this was based on a suggestion from a resident to allow somebody, in accordance with the New Jersey Game Code, allow somebody who's 21 or over to mentor somebody on open space property, provided that mentor has a permit and provided that apprentice has an apprentice license. And so it's really to kind of keep hunting going on in the township, and you know, it's hard to just go out and start hunting. Like, you need to be shown the ropes. And so this hopefully will help our residents do that. And I'm happy to answer any other questions you might have.
This was fully reviewed with the police chief. The police department administers this program.
Correct, yes. The police department administers the permits for the hunting on open space property in Lebanon Township. And he did review the resolution as well as what we're proposing to change, and he agreed with it and made suggestions which were incorporated.
So this apprentice license that must be acquired by the apprentice, the mentor has to have a liability insurance presented to the township. What about for the apprentice? Is he named as an additionally insured? And secondly, are they in elevated stance?
So two good questions. Yes, they have to be in elevated stance. That is in the ordinance. And in terms of liability insurance, the permittee, the permitted hunter, needs to show proof of liability insurance. And so we added in that in number 12 with the apprentice that they need to show a copy or proof of insurance as well, whether it be under the permittee or not. And that's something you can all discuss and decide if that's warranted, but that was us trying to kind of incorporate the liability insurance in that.
Yeah, my concern is that there's no proficiency or skill level needed. And archery is a difficult sport. It's a primitive weapon.
Not with crossbow.
Well, agreed. But they also have far-reaching distance. So I just was wondering if there's any way we could have some kind of proficiency where there's a limit to the length of shot, like 20 yards. We don't want to stick deers and have them running around.
I agree.
Because
that
can happen with archery. So,
whether you're skilled or not.
It's a real ethical sport. So I have my concerns with, I know it's allowed. I know it's at the state level. I like the fact of promoting hunting, but I'm also have some concerns with it. So that's just part of the insurance you answered, but the proficiency of the young hunter. Are they practicing prior to going out? Because that's a sport that you have to practice.
Right.
And to me, the mentor, mm-hmm. a lot's on the shoulders of the mentor, and I think questions should be asked by the police to see if we have the proper mentors.
Yeah.
Just my thoughts.
Well, as it is, shouldn't there be a hunter safety course that this person, individual, has?
Well, so a licensed hunter needs to prove proficiency in whichever, whether it's a firearm or a bow, before they can get their license. An apprentice, I don't believe, needs to do
no,
that.
No, they don't. Youth, the
they don't need to
days,
take this
they
is
do.
Prior to hunter education, yeah. where they have to show that proficiency. So I didn't think of those concerns. I understand them. And that's, yeah, something we can discuss further.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I had a situation probably about 10 years ago in my neighborhood where three little girls were playing outside, and this deer came through, just like Tom was saying, stuck horribly. And it just, like, they were traumatized. You know, it is something.
It's just one of the most ethical ways of hunting. It was archery. It just, that's the way it is. And the mentor, it's all on his shoulders, her shoulders, whoever.
Thank you for saying her.
Are you done with yours?
Hmm?
You're done with your question?
Yeah.
Okay. The questions I had is, I see here who in the past has been the designated person that will execute the lottery selection? It says the Lebanon Township Committee designate will execute the lottery selection. Is that part of the EOSC? Would it be Mike as liaison?
That's the police department.
Oh, it's police department. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we don't have to designate them every year by resolution or anything like that.
Just I think it's in the ordinance, but
okay.
Hearing it out.
And the other thing was, I can probably answer my own question, but maybe not. Hunting on Sunday shall be strictly prohibited. What happened that we added that?
It's in the ordinance, and it was left out in the resolution on those other properties.
Okay.
And so that was noted as an error, and so included.
Okay.
Is that a state regulation?
I don't know. For bow hunting, I don't think so, but I think it was something that we opted to have Sundays off for recreational hikers. Not have to worry about that.
Okay, and then I noticed, and this again, it's from my own education here, 6, a press release and legal notice in a form approved by the township attorney. So the attorney initiated? Do we have to ask him to initiate a press release, or who's?
I don't know how that was done. So Mark handled that when he was.
Oh, Mark Law?
Yeah, Mark Law handled all of that.
All right. That's probably some follow-up on that then.
Yeah, yeah. So that was part of the resolution from the last 2 years, how that was done.
Okay.
But yeah, we definitely need to advertise the lottery and things like that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have any time frames on it. That's what I was wondering. We had to back it up to get it ready, but I'm just going to make a note on that. Any other questions? That's all I had.
I just further Tom's concern. I guess the question I have is, can Lebanon Township add additional requirements over and above the state of New Jersey for hunting?
For hunting on our property, we can.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't think we can't for hunting on private property, but for hunting on public property we can.
But if we put in something with regard to the skill sets of the is it the person who's being mentored, then somebody has to be in charge of evaluating that and approving it.
And that's what I was going to suggest as well. I mean, given that we are approaching the hunting season, we want to get this out as early as possible. And I'm not a hunter, I'm not an expert, but could we, where it says, for example, in paragraph 12, it says an apprentice hunter must be at least 14 years of age. Is there a standard thing where we get 14 years of age and have shown passing of a hunter safety course? Or
well, two out of three shots in the kill zone. Two out of three shots in the kill zone at 20 yards, I believe, is the.
Is that what they? Is that something they have to do?
For hunter education, to pass and get your bow license,
so
yes.
For an adult license, you're saying,
yes.
Not a mental license.
So that's proficiency. You have to, I believe,
right.
It's two out of three shots.
That's
in
what's
the
missing
zone.
Right here with this, in my opinion.
Right. That's not a state requirement, but we can add. We can be more restrictive on our property.
Now,
we just can't be less restrictive than the state regulations.
How is that validated? By the mentor's word?
It would have to be. I mean, if we're not going to unless we force them to take, require Hunter education, then you show that proficiency to the educator, to the state
which
employee.
Which is not a bad idea to have them take
the course. And that's what I'm asking. How much of a burden is that to have the junior Hunter take a Hunter safety course? You know, have passed that safety course. If that
I mean, it's a written test, and it's in the field proficiency for shooting, and it's offered. It's not offered all the time, but.
So could the mentor certify that the is proficient, or we drop the.
Or we drop the mentor.
Or can we wait till the next meeting?
Those are sort of
you first said mentor, I thought you meant the young person would come along, not actually be hunting with the bow, just to.
It is coming along, but it's also showing them how to hunt, but then also accepting responsibility for any actions that apprentice.
They should have a hunting license, I think. That.
I'm thinking we should.
If that's restricted, we could say age above 14 with a hunting license, and if that's too burdensome, it's at least allows the possibility. It's better than eliminating the whole category.
Yeah, that's fine.
And if some young person does have the full certification, then
I guess we can put it in and see if anybody does.
That's what I mean.
If we end up next year, nobody did it because of the requirements. Then we can revisit it.
Yeah, having a hunting license would ensure that they actually qualified and were proficient in
reliability reasons. It'd be good to have, sure.
Would that be the amendment to say in?
Hunter education course, passing of the Hunter education course for archery.
A license or an education course?
I think that's what they have to.
The license now.
I think once you pass it, then you're allowed to get your license.
Right, so they have to have their ID, pretty much their safety course ID.
Right.
They have to provide that number to show.
A lot of that's taken online, except they do have to take the shots.
They have to take it, right.
I think that's important.
It was not something I thought about.
So what would be the words that we would add? An apprentice hunter must be at least 14 years of age and...
Possess. Whatever it is that he possessed.
And
and I don't know, because I don't hunt either. Well, these days. It was different back then. Is having a license different than what you're talking about with proficiency?
It is. So you pass the Hunter Education Safety Course, you get a kind of a card. They call it the CID. I don't remember if it's Conservation ID or what it is. But it's a card that has an ID that you then use to purchase your licenses. And so if they can show that they can provide that ID number that they passed the Hunter Education Course, that should be enough without them having to purchase an actual license. But I think...
You got to do both.
But that would preclude them then from being an apprentice if they completed the hunter education, which means they need to have a license to hunt. So, yeah, as I'm thinking about it.
But is a license pro forma after you pass the course?
You have to pass the course to get a license.
Okay, but you don't have to do anything special other than pay for it.
The license?
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you pass the course. But once you pass the course, then you're no longer an apprentice. And so then I think you won't qualify for an apprentice license.
So it obviates the mentor.
Right.
Okay.
So it really would be just us allowing someone 21 or over, bringing someone else along who's new at hunting, a licensed hunter who's new.
Right.
Relatively speaking. Which is fine. I mean, we want people to get other people out there and show them the ropes.
Well,
how to hunt, how to track a deer after you.
Do we even know how many have participated in the program for the bow hunting?
I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head. I think we had 17 applicants last year.
Yeah, I think we all the licenses were picked up last year. The year before, I know a number weren't, but last year they were. We didn't have a lot of harvested, but we had.
We may have had like only three or four deer harvested out of the 17, and so it's another reason to try to get the. Other people out there hunting and...
Well, if there is private property, I mean, that they could be doing that.
Right,
we don't have to actually facilitate that.
But of the 17 who had permits, only about three or four deer were harvested.
So now that I'm understanding, we wouldn't have the mentor program, but we could allow, because I was trying to think, how do you specify that you can bring somebody if they're new to hunting, but we could say they could bring a junior hunter, licensed hunter between the ages of 14 and 21. So you're not going to get, you know, two 35-year-old hunters using one license, but you get one person bringing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but then we could make it 14 to 18. We
14
could make
to 18, because that's what it says right now, 18 or older, so 14 to 18.
What's the state law for the minimum age?
That's what I was just wondering, if they get their...
For hunting?
Yeah, for
both. I think it's 18.
I think it might be 16.
16?
I'd have to double check on that. I don't remember.
It used to be pretty young years ago, but I'm a lot older now.
Let's look it up.
Do you want to do
how big of an issue is if we firm this up for next meeting?
That's what I was thinking. Put it on, firm it up. That makes sense to me.
So the lottery is, I believe, August 18th. So I think as long as it's done in June, that should be fine. And then we can start advertising in July for the lottery date. That should be enough time to
get it. We bring this back the next meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 21st.
Just, I think, work on that language and actually the ages, because it may be even younger if you can get a license. You know what I mean?
So to the minimum that you can get a license.
Right. So I think we need to look at that a little bit more.
16.
And that
16.
The skill set, the skill levels there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I will put that in the tickler file for the next meeting, and you guys will
work
that out.
Well, you want to take a motion to table.
Yes, that's true. We need a motion. Motion. Is there a motion to table?
Yes, I'll make that motion to table this deer management program designation of specific tracks, which is Resolution 67-2023, tabled until our next meeting.
Second. But just to be clear, this does not affect private hunting.
No.
Private property.
No, right. Just let them.
Right. Okay. Did you say? Second. You second. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Sharon.
Okay. Next up is Resolution Number 68-2023, which is the Lebanon Township Fire Department 2023 donation. It's the donation that we make to the fire department. It's $105,000. I don't know if you want to talk at all about it, Tom.
No, go right ahead. Is there a resolution with us tonight?
It
was
passed out when we got here.
Yeah, it was...
At least I had one of mine.
Yeah, Mark had put it out on June 2nd, but it somehow got in the junk mail, apparently. That's why I knew I saw it. Remember I told you? I said, I know I saw that thing.
I thought I printed it off, but apparently I didn't. I'll
get
it back.
So, do you want to see it? It's basically giving the donation to the fire department.
This is our annual donation that we give to the residents on behalf of our Lebanon Township Fire Department. It's our annual donation that we give them. This year's donation is $105,000. It's been bifurcated in an initial payment of $105,000 and a reserve of $20,000 if needed later in the year. So right now this is the first portion of $105,000, which is our donation to the fire department as the residents. So,
any discussion other than that?
Just so I could, Madam Mayor, just so for the public and the council committee, I just want to, you know, big on process. So there's statutory authority for these types of donations. So it's just important to know that I include in the resolution statutory authority for the contribution to the fire department as well.
Okay. Right. Okay. So is there a motion to approve Resolution Number 68-2023, authorizing?
I'll make a motion to approve and adopt resolution.
If you don't have it, there it is.
Yeah, I have it. 68-2023, authorizing donation to Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
You want this back, Mike?
Yes.
Okay, next up is Resolution Number 69-2023, which is the DPW hire for summer help. Warren Gabriel requested summer help, as we usually do, and it's paid out of the
Clean
green
communities.
What is it, community?
Clean Communities.
Clean Communities grant. There was one thing I did notice on here, and that's that he has, I can mention his name, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Chris Gerniak. He will be starting on June 20th instead of the 19th, because the 19th is Juneteenth, and it's actually, we just designated it as a holiday. So it's going, this will be, for a motion to approve, this will be an amended resolution number 69-2023, with the start date being June 20th of 2023. And I ran this by Warren, and I did, he's seasonal help, so he's not going to get paid for that, you know, or anything. So, but it doesn't matter. We'll make it right. Yeah.
For deem right.
Yeah. Right. It'll start on the 20th.
I'll make that motion as stated by the mayor.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next up is my thing, which keeps coming back. This is when we had the original quote for the computers, for redoing everything in the entire municipality, the new computers, the ESC had included the Dell servers on the itemized list, but they never included them in the total. So when they didn't show up, that's when we found out what happened. So this is it's for you guys to, we're going to memorialize it at the next meeting with a resolution, but we need approval to, we cannot put our computers up if we don't have these two servers.
Right.
One's for the municipal building, one's for the police department. It's a total of just over
$8,000.
$72.36. Yeah, right. And it's going to take 2 weeks to get them, so I didn't want to hold the process up for this. So I hopefully you understood my paperwork.
I did.
And could we add to the motion that it would be paid for under the ARP?
Whatever it was, grant. Yeah, that's the resolution that wherever he's just going to, he already has the quote.
We'll just amend the, the prior resolution, amend it to include this.
Yes, yeah.
I don't remember if that was, but we just need to memorialize it. And
I can't remember. I think I'll make sure, but I thought the language was in the original resolution, but if not, I'll include it.
Yeah. So then can I get an approval to go forward with creating the purchase order for the two Dell servers so that we can get this in the works, and then next meeting we'll memorialize it via the resolution?
So we need a motion to amend the previous resolution to include the
two Dell servers,
these two servers. Mm-hmm.
And then to proceed with issuing of the purchase order.
With purchase order.
Yeah, because he's motion. Already... Okay, we can do it that way. I was going to say, because he's already working on the resolution.
Right.
So he knows what he has to do. He's got the purchase order, but that makes it cleaner.
Okay, yeah. So we can go ahead with it.
Right. Yeah, right.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. With that, we have an application for a farmland preservation program for Nancy Bassett.
We skipping Red Mill for...
Oh.
Red
Mill Race. I didn't see that on there. Okay. This, I'm going to turn it over to Brian. He's going to talk about updates on Red Mill Race Reserve.
Real short and quick here. Engineer was away, so we only recently finally got to go over here and take a little walk through. There are some complications there. We got a letter late today from him, which is too late for us to be able to read and discuss. So we'll have to put it back on the agenda. Next meeting, but the complication looks like is going to be the classification of the stream on the property may force a DEP permit to do any work there.
Thank you.
So that's the only update for that.
Okay. I'm just writing that down.
Is it C1?
So there's a Class 1 stream on the property. But yeah. So a meeting took place without any coordination to the EOSC? Is that true?
No, I met him there. Yeah.
No,
to the EOSC.
No, right. He was given permission that, or we took a vote to allow him.
But I thought, I know I requested, I know the EOSC requested to be included.
We had a very difficult time meeting
now
there one
morning. DPW project, then that's...
I met there with him.
Okay. No, I hear you.
I'll take responsibility for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't need to have my hand held to meet with him. And I reported back to the committee.
That's how we set it up.
This committee.
Yeah. Okay.
I just have a different view of sort of professional courtesy. I'll just leave that.
Well, I don't know. Did we talk about that at the meeting? Did we say we should, I thought the way we left it, I could be wrong, was that Brian would get in touch with the engineer. We gave him approval to have him come out, which, you know, cost money, and that he would report back. Nobody said at the time, would you please, out of courtesy, include the EOSC? I just thought you didn't want to do it, you know. So, I mean, if you didn't speak up, you have to speak up. Because one riot, one ranger. I mean, everybody's been out there. Everybody knows the place.
We've never been out there together. That's the problem. Nobody knows what the other one is talking about. And there was a very clear email from Marty Collette, member of the USC, asking to be included in everything. And I understand if a meeting is set and people can't make it and the meeting goes forward. But I think it's just it's a dysfunctional environment when we're not even advising other people that a meeting is happening.
Yeah. I just see that email and didn't respond to it because you're already on that email, and we keep crossing with a quorum between the three of us.
Yeah.
And it never would have happened in this time frame if the engineer and I didn't do what we did because of his vacation, and then we had a problem getting there. And he couldn't get there. I couldn't get there. It was 7:30 in the morning. Boom.
Yeah, last Thursday.
To try to get something together, so I had something to say for this meeting, and that's is what it is.
Yeah, I was pushing to keep it. I was pushing to keep it going forward. I wanted to get it onto this agenda, and they made it work. But I saw the correspondence going back and forth of who can't make this and who can't make that. So I think it's it's good how it happened. All right, so are we done with that? Any more discussion on Red Mill Race?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
And we'll put on the agenda
for the next meeting.
Next meeting.
Okay, next up is the Farmland Preservation Program for Nancy Bassett, ID number 10-0293-DE, Block 46, Lot 15. And basically, this is a letter from the state of New Jersey saying that the township committee has 30 days to examine the application and make comments. But there's no date on here. So I don't know what 30 days means to them from the time we see it.
I believe in a cover letter as soon as this week the county has a meeting on it. So. And just to be clear, they're not asking for us to support. They're just asking
right.
if we have any concerns.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Comments. Okay. So it's just FYI.
No, but I think we need a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the letter.
Once we get comments, it's not just me making comments, though, right? We have to all look at it.
Yeah, that's why this was sent out a week ago.
Right.
Okay.
Does anyone have comments? Because I think
If anybody's got comments.
I mean, it's a 39-acre parcel
right.
in the township.
There's two non-severable exemptions.
Yeah.
It's pretty plain and simple. It's in close proximity to other preserved farms.
Yeah.
If the hashed ones in brown are preserved farms, it has a fairly location to other farms.
Yeah.
I think this is a doable thing.
Yeah, I don't think we'd have any concerns.
I don't either.
I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign it.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Over here. Okay. Next up is appointments to the park committee. I am actually going to table this because when I got my package, there was...
Next up was the historic preservation.
Oh, boy. What happens? I marked my paper all up
yes,
here.
Yes, it's the historic.
Okay, so we'll see. All right.
All right. They've been accepted.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that. So, the Hunterdon County, Lebanon Township, New Hampton School, the museum, exterior woodwork replacement application for project authorization. There were some missing items. They added the items. It's been approved, so
right.
congratulations.
Right. Does not constitute an encroachment.
Good.
All right. Now we move forward.
All right. So appointments to the park committee. When I got my package, I have a letter here. Basically, it says May 2023, Dear Mayor and Committee, the park committee has two vacancies. Would like to make the recommendation for the appointment of X and X to fill the positions. Thank you for your consideration. But it's not signed by anybody, so I want to table this until the next meeting. And get an actual letter from Joanne Suter Letters with the recommendations.
Okay.
You can put it on the June 21st. And put it down as recommendations for appointment.
This is what you know?
Yeah, same thing. I didn't realize it wasn't signed until I... So, I mean, I just don't... I'm going by the book here. So...
Process.
Rather than me call people and everything, it's got to be in writing. And so, next up, I'm going to get a motion to table that item.
I'll make a motion to table
the park committee appointments
pending additional
authorization by appropriate persons.
Signatures.
Yes.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next. Joanne Fasinelli, our recycling coordinator, has a request to schedule a free computer, electronics, and scrap recycling event, and she's proposing October 21st. Saturday, October 21st.
Sounds good to me.
So, you want to make that motion, Abe, to approve?
I've got to check my calendar.
Check your calendar.
Yeah,
I've
got to check my calendar.
October 21st?
Yeah, you're going to be around. You want
to
use
stuff to put in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I do, too. Okay. I miss it every year.
October's good, okay.
October 21.
Any discussion on it? Is this paid? This is paid out of Clean Communities, right?
It's my recollection.
Yeah, so I think it's.
There's a recycling.
What are your hours?
Tonnage
for
grants.
That?
Tonnage grants. Yeah.
What are your hours for that?
We don't know yet. I have to get.
You say the hours?
Yeah, yeah. The hours.
8:30 to 12:30.
8:30 to 12:30. Okay. On Saturday, October 21st. Okay. Next up, presentation
we'll
of the...
Take a motion could I
have a related topic?
Yeah.
At a previous meeting, and this will have to do with when we have the I always call it dumpster day, but the fall cleanup day.
Mm-hmm.
There was a discussion of whether we would accept tires at the next fall cleanup day. Did we resolve that? And I'm just wondering if we should, when Warren starts working at it, working on scheduling that, have Warren...
Warren and I discussed it, and we weren't in favor of it, and we didn't follow it through any further than that.
So we're not doing tires this year. Right. You and Warren decided.
Okay. They decided to get a couple on my property.
Yes.
Were you looking?
You need a couple, do you?
And Mary may want to take a motion on that.
I think we made. Didn't somebody make them? They didn't make the motion to approve the 10/21 date. I thought somebody did.
Yeah.
No second. You can take a roll call.
Yeah. Did I? Maybe I missed the roll call.
No.
Who seconded it?
It wasn't a second.
Yeah. We'll take a second.
All right. You want to?
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. All right. Up next is presentation of the vouchers.
Okay, I'll start.
I'm like, what did I do wrong now? That's what you're waiting for me.
This first one I have is for Groen Dyke Associates. This is insurance policy for Volunteer Fire Department. It's their fire department accident policy, and it's for the year 7/9/23 to 7/9/24. It's $6,055. New Jersey Health Benefit Plan, it's for our benefit, active benefits, and retired benefits, a total of $55,568.71 for the month of June. Intrep Solutions, this is a Zoom account and daily cloud-based backup, a total of $1,510. The annual appropriation that we just talked about for the fire department, 2023 annual appropriation, is $105,000. LMR disposal, which was for the spring cleanup, $1,760.29. Newsletter for the summer edition was $1,150. And Sterling DeSantis, which is a commercial appraiser for... new construction down on Muskinek on River Road, $5,250. And the last one is our shared service with Township of Clinton for our court, second quarter 2023, $19,575.
Okay, I have Warren Asphalt, $1,213.22. Vulcan Construction Materials, which is three-quarter stone, $1,609.93. Rutgers State University Learning Center, This is for classes for our two road department members in which they have passed, and that was $4,500, $4,558 even. Precast manufacturing company, catch basins, $4,320 even. Griffith Allied Trucking, gasoline, $2,062.06. Gabrinelli Truck Sales, in the amount of $3,030.07, that's parts. Eagle Point Gun, which is ammunition for the police, $4,999.99. Campbell Foundry Company, and that's $6,437 even. That's all I have.
Okay.
None that apply.
And I have none that apply. The total bill list for the period ending June 7th, 2023 is $225,029.64. Okay. Next up.
I'll make a motion to approve the bill
list. Oh, yes. Make a motion to approve. Who is anybody?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Okay. Next up is correspondence. We've got the minutes of the April 3rd EOSC meeting, Environmental Services meeting. Any comments or anybody? Okay. Next, after that, is the historians' minutes of the April 13th, 2023 meeting. Comments?
No. Nothing to add.
Okay. And next up is Lebanon Township Museum volunteer roster. I'm sure Karen has it, and if there's anything we have to do with insurance.
Yeah. I keep it on file.
Okay. Next up is public comment. Can I get a motion to open a public comment for anything anybody would like to discuss?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Lori Huff is Buffalo Hall Road and chair of the historians. This upsets me that I was not told that we were approved of this. I never got anything saying that the DEP approved that.
Oh, you weren't copied on it?
No, I was not.
Oh, well, that's my. I didn't see it. I didn't see anything. I thought it went to you, too,
no,
because originally everything. Okay.
I see that as a communication error and other things here. The sniding, I think, needs to stop. And you talked about dumpster day. So one person, well, two, Warren and Brian decided there was not going to be tires, so nothing more was investigated. I think that's a good thing, or else push the county to hold a tire day. Again, they've had them in the past, so maybe you can encourage the county to do it. And on the dumpster day, last year it was, in October was, April was last minute. Can we have a couple months ahead of time note? Because if he's already knows he's going to do it, can we have a date? Like, you have dates October for shredding. Can we, for this, these electronics, can we get a dumpster day early, too? Because we already know when shredding and everything is. That's what we call it.
By the way, just I have a copy of the state historian your email. I'll read it. Your email is on there.
Oh, so well, it was on there then. I did see it.
Lori, is there usually a month that they've been doing that in the past? Do you remember?
October
2.
Okay. Thank you.
My name is Teresa Height, and I live on Sun Mountain, Porterfield Road. I was here last night at the meeting, and I had mentioned I have two things. The one thing was for people that use go through Sun Mountain and they come down North Road. When you get to the bottom of the hill and you go to make a left to go into Talipar, you take your life in your hands because you have to edge out because you cannot see from the right as the cars are coming. I think there's a little curve there, but there's so much shrubbery. And we now go the other way, which is a nuisance. But going down there, there's going to be an accident. So I mentioned it at the board meeting last night, and they suggested I call the county. So I called the county this morning, and I talked to a woman by the name of Jen, and she looked it up, and she said, yes, there's a lot of brush and whatever, and she's going to have someone in this area with the county. I don't know. She didn't mention the name. If she did, I didn't get it. But she's going to have them look into it. Because it is, I mean, if you go right, who cares, you know?
Right, yeah, I know a spot,
but,
yeah.
But it is, it's awful because you're edging out and you never know if you should gun it or you should just wait and see if a car comes around. And if the kids, and it's just not the kids, it's anybody, speeding and inattentive, that is not enough of room to really say, okay, I have to back up. So, but that I did call and they will check on it and I guess notify the township, whatever they're going to come up with. She did mention to me that, I guess she put it on a screen, and she said there's a lot of bush and trees. I don't recall the trees, but she said there's also a lot of wires, you know, running through. And, I mean, you know, you deal with the wires, the trees, the bushes, or lives of people. So I just wanted to let you know what happened with that. The other thing I talked about, the roads being done up on Sun Mountain and Golden Field. They're atrocious. And I don't remember the meeting I was at, May, but I know last night we were there, and I was there tonight. And the road is deplorable. There's holes all over. And we have Aqua, I think it's called, that is a water company up there. And no sooner were the roads done many years back, and we were just excited to see them being done. And I don't think a month went by when they started tearing up the road. So they will tear it up if a pipe breaks or if they have to do something. And the question is, who's in charge of fixing it so it looks presentable? Once you people do it, it's beautiful. They take it apart, they fill it in. There's so many holes up there. And, you know, there's a lot of people walk. There's people with their dogs. I mean, it really is a disgrace to the township. Before 1969, I guess it was a dirt road. You know, you begin to wonder at this point. So it's just throwing it out. I don't want you not to do it. We'd like to get it done while I'm still living out there after 53 years. But it really, someone should have some control over. We're doing the roads, and we need to do the pipes, do them before we do the roads. I know there's one or two leaks up there right now, and I know one has not been taken care of. Can't mention whoever. So that's my concern. You know, will they have to do it? Another thing, I just found a note about someone asked me about, I'm going to read it. It's New Jersey Hills, $225,000 bond towards the Bunville well water improvement. Do you know anything about that? That was in the paper. I couldn't get my hands on the paper. It was the Huntington Review, I think. I could never find it. You know, if you don't get there, it's not there. And I'm not going to go so.
It's a 225 what? Did it?
K. It said New Jersey, NJ Hills, 225K. It said a bond towards the Bunville well water improvements. And so I have no idea.
It said it was Highbridge, though.
Yes, it is.
Madam President.
But does Highbridge also have the Bunville well water down there?
You know what? Right. For Highbridge, I just assumed it was something down that way.
No, because, you know,
wait,
years
just,
ago.
Wait, just a minute. Comment. It's come. Go ahead.
But years ago, it used to be called Bunville Water Company up on top of the hill. And it was done by Charlie Dice, I think. It was private type thing. And then I'm not sure who took it over. I'm not going to mention the name. But the company was going bankrupt or they were having issues. I mean, it was really in terrible shape. And so then I believe the state requested or told Aqua that they were to take it over. I don't know how that, you know, I wasn't involved in that logistics. But they were told that someone was going to take them over, and that's how Aqua got to be up there. That's all I know. I have a private well, a but I'm so concerned because they've been telling us we've had pipes in our property since 1970. I'd like them to show me where they are, but I'm not going into that. But anyway, just two things that I think are important. And like I said, if they're going to fix something and someone's going to mess it up, then they should have be told that they have to bring it up to standard again. Because it's like a patch. Everything is a patch. And you can walk from hole to hole if you want.
Yeah, and this is the third time you've been here. Like, you were here once, and you were last night at the planning board, so I did make a point today to write. I emailed Warren Gabriel at the Department of Public Works to see if there's anything he can do when he coordinates paving with Aqua, or just like we do when we have Elizabethtown Gas come through, try not to have things happen if we can help it proactively. What can we do proactively? I'm not an engineer, but if he suggests we need to get involved, but I wanted you to know that I did.
Oh, I'm sure you would. You're good with that.
Thank you.
And Mayor, I think most of those roads are slated for that grant.
Yeah, that's
why I think, if you're going to do it, you want it done right, but we want to enjoy it.
Right.
That covers most of those roads.
Right.
The other thing was, when they did the tower up there, the water tower, okay? I mean, I was here. We were all trying to figure this thing out. And it was supposed to be the Taj Mahal, you know, beautifully landscaped, trees, you know, and I thought, well, that's going to be approved from the dump that it was for years, you know, for 45 years, whatever. And I have to call them many times and ask them to please send someone around there to mow it down, clean it up, and there's becoming a dump again. I mean, you know, my husband goes and cleans out some of the crap, and I tell him he's going to, you know, he shouldn't be doing it. But we can see it. We would like to keep it as nice. When we leave, someone else can take over. But at this point, it's becoming a dump. And they're not that concerned with it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they came and I presented it, it was perfect. And you think, wow, this is going to be great. But, you know, once you get your permits and all your other stuff, it's like, no, but who's following up? That's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for being always so nice, too, when you come in about
it.
You know, I know that it's a horrible, the way you describe those potholes and everything, but
it's
like...
It is. It's a mess. So.
Yeah. Okay. Any other public comment?
Hi again. Sharon Petzinger, Chair of Environmental Open Space Commission. Last month, Marty, as committee management mentioned, Marty Collette, who's a member of our Environmental Open Space Commission, sent an email to you, Brian, and Kathy, some other folks, requesting to be included in communications and meetings and things like that. And so he was not aware that you met with the engineer. Yeah. And so I just ask that we've been trying to get this going. We're putting in our own time as volunteers, and we just ask that courtesy.
Simply didn't work out. He was away. We had problems communicating. It happened literally in a late night text. We can do it 7:30 in the morning and be done with it.
Right. But when you start the communication, it's just to give them a heads up. Say, hey, I'm planning to meet.
Well, you need to only communicate. You can't add Mike in the communications with me. You need it. Because
not with three,
but I'm reporting and discussing it with the mayor.
So then you can, you can still copy Marty. That won't be a quorum if you copy Marty or me and Marty.
If this opportunity comes again, I'm able to do that.
I'll kindly do it.
It was a back and forth. I even complained. I was like, I can't get a hold of him. He's not calling me back. I tried the office number. I'm texting him. Didn't know he was away. And it just had to happen quickly.
And I'm sorry, I was whipping him because I wanted it on.
But just so you know, just copy Marty.
And we literally got the letter 4:30 today or something, and too late.
Yeah, I'd be curious though. I mean, I understand that the Spruce Run is a C1 stream. There's a 300-foot buffer, but there's also exemptions for existing impervious surfaces. And so I think the zoning officer was under the impression that it met that exemption, and so it'd be interesting to find out if it does or not. And there's also not really applies to the hunting much, but there's a New Jersey Landowner Liability Act. I'm going to say that now because I might not be here at the next meeting. And so that basically kind of waives liability when our lands are open to public recreational use. And so basically the only exceptions where we would be liable would be willful or malicious failure to guard or warn against a dangerous condition, injury caused by acts of negligence, especially if we charge a fee, which is, I think, with the hunting, we require insurance because we're charging a fee, so the Landowner Liability Act doesn't apply. So basically, we don't have to worry about liability as such. I think gross negligence would be not putting up...
I think we always need to worry about liability.
Well, I think gross
negligence... Because everybody gets sued in this day and age.
Right. But there, is an act that protects us.
I mean, you're acting as an attorney here. We have an attorney.
Yeah, but there is an act that protects us. Now, if not having a fence there might be gross act of negligence, and putting up a fence would... That's why we want to do that as a visual barrier. But I just want to keep that in mind, that we have that coverage in terms of allowing free access to our open space properties to the public, that they can sue us, but we should not be held liable according to this act. And
still cost us money, though. That's the problem. Yeah. Yes. I we can deal with it another time.
But thank you for... I appreciate you looking into it and working it out. I just ask that we be included because we've been...
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it started off wrong, so we could have been past this already, but it didn't work out, so...
Okay. Well, thank you.
Any other public comment?
Can I do it from here?
If you talk loud enough that we can hear into the... Yeah, it's got to be. If you could talk loud enough for it to be on the recording.
I just want to clarify something that you had said. When I mentioned that about New Jersey Hills, because I don't want to think about this for 2 weeks, okay? $225,000 bond towards the Bunnvale well water. And you said you had seen that, correct?
I saw it in 100
yeah. Right.
And I didn't have it at home.
Oh, good. Anyway, I was surprised to see the words, the Bunnvale well water.
That's what I was surprised, that it said hybrid and it was talking about Bunda.
Right, because I thought the water was just coming from, it was on our hill.
You know what, we should.
The municipality of Hybrid does have a well.
Victor's got that one, sure.
Okay, let me sit down then.
Yes. Yeah. One at a time.
Take control, Mayor.
Yeah, I just want to know if that still exists because it was
taken over. That's what I was surprised at. Thanks, Victor. In our community, there's no places you can actually, little villages and stuff, they kind of spread them out a little bit, so maybe they're including this as Bunnvale. We don't take offense, so it's all right. On Buffalo Road, the Hybrid Water Company owns a section of land. At the present time, they're putting in a new building, also doing some new pipe work. So I believe that might be what this bond is all about, because they might be calling it Bunnvale because they have no other place to put it. So I hope that helps you out a little bit.
Yeah, well, it doesn't help
all right.
me out.
But I don't think it has anything to do with your water system. I think it's just going to be the Hybrid Water System in itself.
Okay, so that would be
high. Yeah, I do have a couple of questions, though. In the past, we've donated to other, as far as fire departments go, we've donated to other companies. Are we doing that anymore?
I think we have stopped that.
Yeah, I thought we had to, but I just want to make sure it
happened. Yeah, I'm pretty sure back a few years we stopped that.
That's what I thought I remember. The $105,000 we've given to the fire department, is that an increase? Or is it staying the same?
No, it was an increase over last year's. It was $95,000 last year. All right.
Yeah.
Cost, supply side things.
Inflation.
Yeah. You know.
I just wondered if they were keeping up with inflation as far as the donations go.
Right.
Are we getting any donations from any other communities?
No, not that I know of. Fire department. We don't pay here.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Oh, why Sharon's here. EOC Water is our most precious commodity here, I guess, and probably what's the biggest polluter of septics. If the committee and the EOSC can work together, the county has brochures on septic maintenance. I'm sure that can be had, and it can be distributed through when people get building permits, sell a house, buy a house, any put it out here, just to have an education program on that, because there's a whole lot of septics being replaced. And it doesn't take much to destroy them, and it doesn't take much to put the wrong things into them, which gets into our water. You never get rid of them.
The EOSC has held, right in this room, classes on, well, septic maintenance.
I think it's just how to get, because things do lapse, and you got to reset them. So it's just it's just the point of how to get information back out there. Well, you put it on a website, you put it in a newsletter, you put it whatever it is, because you got a lot of new people moving in with COVID, a lot of exchange of properties that took in place, stuff, you know, things like that. On your executive session resolutions, I see we got personnel per diems. Any time when we get personnel for the town, we've had some problems in the past, and I hope we learn from those lessons. And it's a very sensitive area because it's cost me money and it's cost all the taxpayers money with legal fees and investigations and everything else. So that one, the per diem and making sure we have qualified people to do whatever those jobs are doing, and we're not just hiring the kid next door who cuts our lawn. So as long as they're qualified, I have no problem with that. Moving on from that, we have, I guess you have a contract negotiation employee succession planning. I'm not going to say names, but I think if, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, we probably wouldn't have had this problem, but there's been a change of the guard, and in our township full-time employees, and I'll put part-time, but our employees may not have been treated as they should be, and perhaps they would be staying longer. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that they were basically reprimanded last year in front of the public. Mike, that was disgusting to see that. It took everything that I could not to stand up and shut it down, because that is just wrong. You never do that. You never do anything about public employees in front of somebody and put them down. And our idiot lawyer back then just fell asleep. Moving on from that, potential litigation. Potential, anything's potential. Everything's potential these days for litigation. That's block 51, not 5. It's Heather Hill. And I was at that planning board meeting, and it just rubbed me wrong that a builder who's been doing this buys a piece of property and expects to, just assuming or possible that he gets denied at the planning board meeting, and now he wants to rectify this allegedly with the town to do it, you know, with however that's going to work. I haven't looked hard, but I'm looking for case law where the town would be liable for something that's happened back in the 70s because they did not enforce the CO. When the CO was issued, they did not enforce the combining of lots, but it was in a resolution. I would be careful on this one. You know, it goes both ways, but if there's not case law to support a decision to do something here where the town's liable or there's some issue along those lines, I don't see how taxpayers' money should be used to buy a piece of property that's not even accessible to the public. And it's a small piece of property. He bought it. He knew what he bought it. Buyer beware. I was sitting in here at this table, and I said, buyer beware. And Mark said, yep, there's something to be done with that buyer beware. So unless there's some case law that puts whatever on firm footing, I don't know how you spend taxpayers' money to buy a piece of property where the builder, he's an engineer. He's been doing this. He knows what he bought. And now because he didn't get what he wanted because he felt that he had an in, and then it goes back and he wants to rectify it. So let the neighbors buy it. Let them negotiate with the neighbors. Let them do whatever else. But for that to come back on this agenda, I don't know who's pushing it and why, but there's a lot of other issues that you better think about and not just be a knee-jerk situation.
Mm-hmm. It's not, just so you know, that's not what's being pushed. This is just to discuss this whole situation, like you said.
Oh, Madam Mayor,
yeah.
It's executive session, so.
Well,
we don't know nothing. We don't know.
You know, the law is on here.
I get that, but it's executive mm-hmm. session.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, that's all I got. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Just a quick one. Why was the EOSC meeting canceled? Does anyone know?
The chair was here.
I'm not allowed to ask you a question, so I have to point this way.
Ask the chair.
Is that a statement or a question? We don't answer questions. You can make a statement.
The EOSC meeting was canceled. And we were standing outside in the smoky weather.
So it wasn't advertised is what your concern was.
Really?
Is that what you do? I'm trying to get what your concern is.
Where was it advertised?
All right, here we go.
Yeah. I don't Facebook, so.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Can we just be a little better about that stuff in the future? How's that for a statement?
Mm. Any other public comment? Seeing none, can I get a motion to approve
close
public comment?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 With that, we're going to go into executive session, resolution 7-2023. Can I get a motion? And an action may be taken.
What? Yes. Hold on.
Is the PBA contract added to the resolution?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll make a motion to enter executive session.
Second.
Roll call.
I don't see it, but the mayor assured me it was.
He sent it to me, like, yesterday, 2 days, whatever. And I just...
Roll call.